I'm joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 1-0 win at Corinthian Casuals. Alan, were we slightly fortunate today, or did the best team win?
No, I thought we were crap. It didn't help Jimmy Bear failing his fitness test. It doesn't help Simon Huckle getting a knock, and we had to put him in the back three at the finish, and all like, you know, and he's got a kick on the leg just until his first game for a long time, and same as Goddard, things like that to him. But it was a below average performance, to be honest. And lucky to come away, we've had a lot of chances, by the way. We should have had we've got two or three great chances, to be honest, and at the end, because there's a panic up, we had nicked one or two a chance at the end. I don't know how the ball stayed out, so it was a bad performance, but a good result.
As you say, it was real back-to-the-wall stuff at the end. There was clearances off the line, last-ditch tackles. I guess you're pleased with the clean sheet, but not so much with the defending.
I say, to be honest, when you've got to bin the game, and that's what I'm going to do, I'm going to bin it as soon as I leave here tonight and just take a 3 points, to be honest, because it's a back three, or back five, or what you want to call it, really. We conceded a lot of chances. We should have had one or two goals, and we were sloppy. And I knew Kirkley's had to come off, and we've had to adjust on a couple of things, and things like that. In midfield, couldn't pass Toffee at times, and up front, we've missed some sitters. So it's a team game, and from 1 to 11, I think we all could have done better. And it seems myself as a manager, and me and Hamsey will be the first one to admit, we probably could have done better as a group to the end. So we've got to bin it and put it away, and we'll crack on for next week.
Like you said, we did have a lot of chances as well, not to dwell on the negatives, and Stephen Goddard had a particularly good chance and scored a cracking goal. How pleased were you with him?
I wasn't so fussed on his celebration, to be honest though. Like, well, now he's come off injured, but I thought for the first 35 minutes, I thought that's the best centre-forward performance I've seen this season, including Bob Shaheed and everybody, and I thought absolutely outstanding. Then he's tired, obviously, but what a great strike, and he's delighted for the lad, and he'll only get better, and hopefully he'll get better for us.
Suspicion of offside for the goal? The Casuals defenders seem to think so.
I couldn't see where I was from, like, you know. I didn't think so, to be honest, but a great strike like that, it shouldn't matter.
Does someone like Stephen Goddard have to go that extra bit to prove themselves, coming from AFC Wimbledon like he has done?
I think so. Remember, he scored 13 in 12 games for AFC Wimbledon, so he's no mug. I've seen him come on and score hat-trick before against Banstead, and I think we've missed a big centre-forward up there, target man, and I think he brings all that in. And like I say, for the first 35 minutes, I thought he was outstanding.
Jason Turley was struggling visibly at the end. He was limping. How is he?
He's fine. He's just tiredness. We'll crack on. We'll get better as the new year comes. I'm telling you that now. Once we get everybody fit, like you say, Jimmy Bears has done his angle last week. Can't do nothing about that. Turley started off well, and he just got tired, and simple as that. And he'll be better next week because he'll have a full day's training. Goddard will be better next week. Bobby's been away all week. He'll be all right next week. So there's nothing to worry about at all. Today was about coming here and getting a result, which we did do.
We've got a couple of tough but winnable games coming up. Ashford at home and Leatherhead away. You're looking for maximum points, I guess.
Like every game. We're good in every game. But it's like, much like this club, if you win a game, you're going to win the league. If you lose a game, it's pathetic. And that's what it is. So we never score anywhere, and I know the rules. So we just crack on, and we'll plan for next week.
The way the league is shaping up at the moment, Dover seem to be running away with it. Is it now a chase for second place and home advantage in the playoffs, or can we still catch Dover?
You've been listening to too many fans, you have, Simon. You know what I mean? Of course we're going to have a crack at the bloody champions, man, you know. I don't know what it comes from, like, you know. We have been in the top five all season. It's a fact. Doesn't matter what to say, how well we've played, we've been in the top five. With all the injuries we've had, we've been there. When you get some dizzy bugger, turn around saying, oh, we'll just be a top five. Of course we'll have a crack at the championship. That's what we're in the game for. That's what we believe we'll do. Whether we will, if not, no, it'll be my fault. If we don't make a playoffs, then blame me.
In terms of the personnel we've got at the moment, are you happy with the squad that we are able to challenge, or are you looking to bring a few new faces in?
I think I'll bring one more on Monday, and I'll be maybe two out of three most, then we'll have a crack at it. Yep.